Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Are you serious?
So it's Marcus Brunzi here from How to Kill an Hour, currently in E3, and I'm at the Rebellion area, and I've played some amazing games. Not only that, I am here with the King of Rebellion, Mr. Jason Kingsley. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for elevating me to King. I prefer the term Lord or Knight, though.
If you want to hear the conversation about what Mr. Jason Kingsley gets up to in his spare time, I believe we have an episode which we'll put in the link in the show description that you can check out. But we haven't got much time with you today. You're very, very busy. So I'd like to get straight down to business. You have shown us two amazing games, the first of which I'd like to talk about is Strange Brigade. How do you feel about this title?
I'm very excited. It's a new intellectual property for us. Of course, you know, we've got the Sniper Elite series and the Zombie Army series, and we've been working on those for a while now, so we kind of perfected them a bit. Strange Brigade's a bit different. We tried to do something that was a bit more kind of family friendly and a bit more action adventure in the purest sense of the term. So I think it's great. I kind of love my co-op multiplayer games as well. As I've got older, I kind of want to play games with my friends, not against them.
Yeah.
And it's sort of more fun. And we've got a very strong single player narrative in there, and we've got a strong single player component of the game. But it's also fun to play with a whole bunch of friends. We ramp the difficulty up as well if you're playing with more people. So, very, very proud of it. The team have put a lot of work into it. And it's always a bit nerve-wracking inventing something new. You hope that everybody understands what we're trying to do. It's a little bit tongue-in-cheek as well. We've got what we call an unreliable narrator.
Yeah.
We've got a bloke that tells you you're not doing a very good job and that kind of stuff occasionally.
Yeah. How important is it for you to add those bits of detailing?
I think it's essential. I think it really adds to the atmosphere. It shows that the game doesn't take itself too seriously. I mean, it's not a comedy game, but it's sort of light-hearted and fun. And it goes back to the old days of the sort of Saturday matinee cinema, where what the business model was trying to get people to go back next Saturday, so you needed to leave people, which is where the term cliffhanger comes from. Literally, our hero is hanging off the cliff, come back next week to see what happens. Well, in those environments you'll often see a car hurtling over a cliff and smashing in a ball of flames at the bottom of the cliff, and then next week you'd see the character jump out before the car went over the cliff, and that's quite a famous one. And so we've sort of got an unreliable, the narrator says, oh, our hero hasn't survived, he's crushed to death, and it's like, no, next week he survived, that's fine. But it's part of the business model for those the Saturday matinee world, and we thought we sort of would try and emulate that. So when you press pause on the game, for example, it'll say two sugars for me please, because you're going off to make a cup of tea, or that kind of thing. And that's really fun. And there's a couple of what we call jump scares in it, where you're sort of looking at something and something jumps up and kind of surprises you, because that's all part of it, the sort of ghost train ride. So I'm very excited about it. It's a bit different, it's a little less gory than most Rebellion games. You know, Sniper Elite series is quite brutal, Zombie Army is quite gruesome. This one's kind of more kind of PG-13 kind of, yeah, teen rated.
Yeah, that definitely comes across. And you touched on this briefly a couple of minutes ago, multiplayer games. What kind of things do you think you brought to the table to make the co-op fun and play with my mates?
Yeah, well, that was the idea. The idea is to have fun with your friends, and that doesn't mean you have to all be sort of super tactical. You know, you can, the game allows you to grief your friends sometimes just for a laugh. I mean, yeah, we all play football with our friends, and sometimes tripping them up is actually quite funny. Not, you know, when you do it too often, you know, piss them off. But you know, sometimes it's funny in the right kind of circumstances. Same playing a game, as long as losing means you can restart fairly quickly and then have another go. So we've got quite a few puzzles in there that require cooperation, but you don't have to cooperate. You can actually just, you know, make the trap fall on your mate's head. And we have had situations where people go, don't pull the wrong lever, right? Seriously, we've got to get through this. And then, don't pull the wrong... And he pulled the wrong lever. It's like, you bastard, what are you doing? And that's part of it. So co-op, the way I see it, co-op gameplay should sort of build and promote that kind of thing for players, because it adds to the fun. Because I can imagine a bunch of your friends sitting around, maybe having a few drinks and just enjoying the experience of having a slightly tongue-in-cheek action-adventure game. And that's what I hope people get out of this. The game doesn't take itself too seriously. It's not supposed to take itself too seriously. It's a serious game. It's not that easy sometimes. There's some hard levels in it and that kind of stuff. But I want people to be entertained. I want people to finish the game and go, that was bloody good fun.
Yeah. When's the next song coming out?
Exactly right, yeah.
You've also got a very diverse range of characters to select from. Was that intentional?
We looked a whole bunch of different characters. We always prototyped a lot of characters, and we chose the four characters that we thought were the most interesting for players. And it just happens that we've got the sort of selection we've got. There's a whole bunch of DLC characters coming as well, but these were the ones that sort of felt the best in terms of gameplay. And really, the game is all about sort of exploring the world, so we wanted to kind of be representative of different cultures and different tropes, and it kind of comes from an earlier period, you know, early to mid 20th century, and we kind of wanted to play around with that a little bit as well. So yeah, I think we've done a pretty good job. I mean, I'll leave that for others to judge, but we tried to be interesting with fun and strong characters.
Have you got a character favourite?
Personally, I like Nalangu.
And why is that?
I like Nalangu because she's quite a different character. She's very straight talking. She's got great powers. There's a really funny sequence about were leopards, which is part of her culture, and I really like it. I've got a soft spot for Frank as well. Frank Fairburn, you might recognise the last name. Is he from the same family as the Sniper Elite, our main, you know, is Carl Fairburn? Well, it's the same last name. I'll leave that for other people to work it out. Yeah, so we've kind of played with all of that, because ideally we want people that have played Sniper Elite to like playing this game as well. So it's a little bit of an Easter egg there. But they all play quite well. Archimedes plays very well. He's quite fun. And then Gracie. You know, when we were casting, we wanted a kind of good, strong, kind of Northern British kind of accent, which is quite, I've not really heard very often in games before. And I thought that was quite nice to see her kind of with her sort of regional accent coming through. So what our US colleagues will make of her accent, I don't know, but it was fun. It was fun casting.
Yeah. Awesome. You must have spent quite a bit of time finding the right voice as well for your narrator, because it's bang on. I mean, what was that process like?
That was an interesting one. Yes, our narrator is exceptionally good, and he's got to be arch without being too arch. And we used a lot of reference material. We sort of tried to go a bit further or wind it back a little bit. I think we've got it about right. Different people will see different things in it, of course. But we also tried to emulate the kind of presenter style of the commentators of the Saturday matinee. So, yeah, we want to do something a bit different. And I think we've achieved it. There's an awful lot of grim, dark science fiction things around, but this isn't grim dark. This is the opposite of grim dark.
Agreed. So that was Strange Brigade. I can't wait for it, Jason. I'm very excited about it. I also had a first play of Arca VR. Now, this is an experience like no other in VR, and it's something that the listener doesn't, that you don't need any hands to use. How did this game come into existence, by the way? Because, you know, it's just so different.
The way I see Arca's Path is a bit of a sort of visual poem. It's when I first played it, I just thought it was sort of lovely. It was a really nice sort of relaxing kind of, it's sort of a chill out vibe to it. And I just found it so compelling. I mean, VR is an interesting area of kind of gameplay because you're sort of so immersed in it, and it's untraditional gameplay. And this just worked really well. It sort of seemed to be intuitive, and you could just sit there, sort of listening to the music, kind of playing the game, but sort of living the game. It appealed to me when they showed me the demo. It really appealed to me, and that's why we supported the guys and taking it to market for them. So. Yeah, very excited about that. I mean, VR, we did the Battlezone VR game. That was very successful for us. And VR, we don't just do VR, but we do quite a bit of VR. And that's exciting. And gives us scope to do experiment with gameplay styles. And a lot of our games are shooters, as I've said before. You know, some of them are quite gory, Sniper Elite and the Zombie Army series. Strange Brigade has gone a bit more family-friendly, and Arca has kind of gone in a totally different way. It's not action-oriented. You've got stuff to do, but it's a bit more of a kind of relax and sort of chill-out vibe to it. So, like music. There's lots of different types of music. I don't see why there shouldn't be lots of different types of games.
Did you intend to make it something that was easy to pick up, whatever your experience is with VR, whatever level of experience you have?
Well, the team doing it are very good at that. And yes, obviously, we've guided that. We've said, look, it's got to be accessible and it's got to be playable very quickly for people. And we did that with Battlezone. So the onboarding process of Battlezone was important to us in getting people used to the idea of VR. We wanted to do the same for Arca's Path, and the team, obviously, fully behind that and done a good job.
There's also, it feels like there's a bit of a comic book touch to it as well, with some of the cutscenes in it as well. Rebellion, obviously, you have got that background. Is that something to do with the conversations in the room with you?
Yes, well, you know, as you will know, I love my graphic novels and comic books with 2000 AD and Judge Dredd and all of that. So I quite like heightened graphic styles. So the kind of graphic book style, graphic novel style of the game was very deliberate. And the pastel shades and places, and the fact that it turns darker as the game goes on, I think works incredibly well. I think the team have done a great job on it.
Well, thank you very much for giving us some time here at E3. I understand that you have an extremely busy day, like I said, so I'm going to have to shoot off now. But thank you very much, Jason, and I look forward to Arca's Path and Strange Brigade very much so.
Thank you very much. It's been fun. I've got a busy schedule ahead, and I'm jet-lagged, but I hope I came across okay and my voice wasn't too croaky. Thank you. Thank Cheers. You.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.